the last Sunday of 2024, and it kind of feels weighty. I don't know about you, but this time of year, I get into a bit more of a reflective mode. It feels weighty with what has been, kind of pregnant with anticipation of what's ahead, what will be, what might be, a certain sense of anticipation, and maybe mingled with apprehension, some wonder, and maybe some worry. What's behind the door of 2025? And we've created this service to sort of reflect this moment in time. It's become an annual end of year rite here at Lakeside. It's a different flavor, and I look forward to it every year. It's more reflective as we gather to make space. We are going to make space this morning to acknowledge the weight of the past year. For many of us, it's been a year of grief and struggle and loss, disappointment, uncertainty, and at the same time, embrace wonder, reaching for hope, joy, and the possibilities that may lay ahead. So with intention and care, we're going to acknowledge what has shaped us, releasing what will no longer serve us as we move into 2025, choosing what we're going to carry forward, walking into this new year with open hearts and open hands and our eyes fixed on Jesus. So rather than the usual liturgy and order of music and then a message, we're going to invite you to participate. Now, this is at your own comfort level. Nobody's going to force anything. I want you to think of this moment, this time this morning, sort of as your own personal retreat. Many of us don't have time to carve out, to go away on a retreat. This morning, we want to create a space that's much more like that. And so our first reflection is a reflection for the weary. I hope you received a paper or three pieces of paper and a pencil when you came in. If you didn't, there are more at the back, and I encourage you to get a hold of that. Or maybe some of you bring your journal or you journal on your phone, whatever mode you use for taking notes. There's going to be three times of reflection through this service, times where we can just pause and look back. It's an opportunity to jot down words, images, emotions, thoughts, as we reflect on Scripture and as we invite God to speak to us, because we believe God speaks. Speaks differently to each of us and not always in the ways that we would expect. So this first reflection is for those who may be weary. 2024 may have been a difficult year. It may have been the most difficult year of your life thus far. Maybe you are so done with 2024, but yet you're not sure what 2025 holds. Will 2025 be any better? I want us to let Psalm 42, the first few verses, sort of be our guide this morning as we reflect. The author of this psalm writes, "As the deer longs for streams of water, thirsts for streams of water, so I long for you, God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and stand before God? Day and night I have only tears for food, while my enemies continually taunt me, saying, 'Where is this God of yours?' My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise God again, my Savior and my God." Lament is a sacred task. It acknowledges that everything is not right in the world. It peels back all the veneer and the glitter and the plastic and acknowledges the truth. All is not right in the world. And we take our lament to God as an act of trust. I will put my hope in God. We take our lament to God as an act of defiance. I will praise him again. I will raise a hallelujah. We trust that God hears and that God is at work to act. Defiance that will not accept the way things are, that there is a better way. And so I want you to take a moment and just look back. What are you lamenting this year? A loss, a disappointment, fractured relationship, loss of work. Maybe it's a change of season in your life. You realize your life is moving into a different season. You're just not sure that you're ready for that. And I just invite you to go at your own pace and be gentle. Give yourself freedom to pour it out to Emmanuel, God with us. And if you're not lamenting for yourself, maybe you're in a great place. You know, that is awesome. That's something to celebrate. But maybe you're lamenting for someone else. And so as we go into this time, I've asked Rachel just to sing this prayer over us, to just set the atmosphere for us, just to bless us with this prayer. The words are very simple, and if you feel like joining in, you're welcome to do that. So take the next 2 minutes or so and just jot down for your own sake some of the things that you might be lamenting. There's something about seeing it in writing that makes it very, very real. And the questions are on the screen if you want to just take some time to reflect on that.
Thank you. while the world is sound asleep, and too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. Every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories, they somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows the real you. There's a kind of love that God only knows. There's a kind of love that there's a kind of love. You keep a cover over every single secret, so afraid if someone saw them they would leave. But somebody, somebody, somebody sees you. Somebody, somebody will never leave you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows the real you. There's a kind of love that God only knows. There's a kind of love that there's a kind of love. There's a kind of love that there's a kind of love. For the lonely, for the ashamed, the misunderstood and the ones to blame. But if we could start over, we could start over, we could start over. Oh, for the lonely, for the ashamed, the misunderstood and the ones to blame. But if we could start over, we could start over, we could start over.
There's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows the real you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows the real you. And there's a kind of love that God only knows. There's a kind of love that there's a kind of love. There's a kind of love that there's a kind of love.
God only knows where to find you. God only knows how to break through. God only knows the real you. There's a kind of love that God only knows.
Wow, thank you. Thank you both. In spite of disappointment and loss, we choose sacred defiance. And we raise a hallelujah, declaring that God isn't finished. Do you believe that? Can you hold on to that? God isn't finished. Let's just pray together. Loving Creator, in a world heavy with despair, we dare to rejoice, not in ignorance, but in defiance. Not in delusion, but in hope. Not because all is well, but because your presence endures. Plant in us a joy that is unshakable, a stubborn song that rises even in the shadow of broken systems and weary hearts. Teach us to wield joy as an act of resistance, a declaration that hope is alive and that your justice is still unfolding. In our rejoicing, may we become a beacon of healing to the hurting, of courage to the fearful, and of light to the lost. Rejoicing in you, we stand as witnesses to a love that refuses to give up. Amen. In our second reflection, we are entering into a reflection of wonder. Look looking back over 2024, where did God show up? Maybe it's obvious, or maybe it's veiled and subtle and hidden and unseen. Scripture records for us an encounter that Elijah, one of the ancient messengers of God, the ancient prophets of God, heard from God. He was discouraged and he felt abandoned. We've probably all felt abandoned by God at some point. And he ran to a mountain because that was the common place in the time where you went to find God. And this is what it says. God told him, "Go out and stand before me on the mountain." And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and he went out and he stood at the entrance of the cave and a voice said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" See, we often expect God to show up in extraordinary ways, don't we? We hope that God will show up in extraordinary ways. But most often, God shows up in the small, in the ordinary, in the mundane, in the whispers. God usually defies our expectations and prefers surprise, right? We expect a powerful king. God sends a baby in a manger. We expect a warrior God, and we have a crucified God. We expect to be punished. God extends grace and mercy. And so in this exercise, I just invite you to take some time and look back on 2024 and try to think, where have you seen God show up? Maybe you didn't see it at the time, but now as you reflect, you think, oh, in hindsight, I see now. God came to me. He came to me in that person or in that place or in that whisper. Maybe it was in prayers that God answered for you or assurances of peace that God gave you. Where were you? Where were the celebrations, the surprises, the God moments, the joys? Over the next couple of minutes, just write them down. And if you're comfortable, I just invite you to come up to the front and just drop them in the basket anonymously. I won't be reading out any names. But you know what? Your reflections on this will be an encouragement to all of us. Where God showed up, where God answered, how God showed up. It's just an encouragement to all of us. So I just invite you to do that. Maybe it's a cry you want to write out, or a question, or a thank you. Could you just take a few moments now and do that?
Thank you.
I read them? In my grandchildren who love unconditionally, in my family of origin who call, write, and visit, in my children who always visit and spend time with me, in my husband who loves and supports me no matter what is happening in our lives, God shows up in Robin's teachings and reflections. Wonder. God provided an office building for our business that really reflects me, and at a price that we could afford, he has given me the desire of my heart. He has gone above and beyond my needs to also fulfill my wants. I have seen growth in my son who struggles to cope with life because of mental health challenges, and he has helped me to grow, to be patient, and to see the small wins, our big wins, and to hear and to have hope for the future. Let's bury that one in there. Where God showed up, acceptance of new family members, joining groups at Lakeside, seeing the love and acceptance. Breakthrough with our daughter, 3 years of praying, crying, asking why, demanding God show up, feeling abandoned. Now we celebrate the breakthrough. Husband's and wife's health issues, my recovery journey, when I needed him, when I was in despair. Cancer-free, reconciliation with my mom, strength in my marriage, protection for my kids. A job, exclamation mark. Family togetherness and memories, CR, mental health healing. Saved my dog, my mom, God is a joy. I think that's what that says. Forgive me if I got that wrong. Retired pastor from Cambridge since August. Felt the nudge to attend here this morning. God has met with me here. It's beautiful. Thank you. I'm glad, friend. My daughter-in-law did not speak to me for 4 years. I had the courage to apologize, and God gave me such peace. 3 days ago, she something me when I dropped off the grandkids. Hugged me, maybe, when I dropped off the grandkids. Alpha, understanding and real hope. A gifted Bible from a Christian who was a stranger. A bright and warm feeling that I am forgiven and still have a place on this earth. Community. Lakeside. Forgiveness, hope, forgetting, white embrace, I am worthy. There is a place for me. The beauty of nature, warm hugs. Wow, God shows up in all kinds of ways, if we have eyes to see it. I'm so thankful for Kathy who brought me to Lakeside. I'm so happy to be learning so much about God. I am starting to feel he is with me. I want to learn so much more. Patty's situation healing, a situation hanging joy in a book study, bringing joy to others, new great friends, all of the above. God showed up at my home Christmas Day. I got a Christmas card from my husband. He wrote all of his feelings for me. Wow, I couldn't believe his beautiful heart. God saved me. He heard my deep, wrenching cries and saw how broken I was with no hope and no will to live. He came. Time and time again, he sent me angels to help pull me out of the agony I was in. Family, friends, neighbors, nurses, doctors, therapists, church groups all rallied at his direction to bring me back. He answered my begging and pleading, and he saved me. What a wonderful God he is. People who have brought into my life. There's a whole list of people here, the ways that God showed up. Disability tax credit to pay for therapy, the conference that led to vision therapy. God shows up in practical ways. Wow. Where have you seen God show up? Prayer. God answered prayer God answered prayer by making a career change and saying, now is the time to move schools. God show up through with countless times reaching out to others. Sorry, friends, if I can't read all of the writing. Actually, do that. Reflection of wonder. My daughter found enough hope to continue her walking this earth a little longer. Oh, man, we can celebrate with that. You opened up for me in the prison so that I could minister to the inmates in ways that previously were not possible. You brought me into a season of peace. I see my loving Creator everywhere, grateful beyond measure for Lakeside, one of the most difficult years of my life. I'm surprised at how grateful I feel. Swimming in a crystal clear pool below a beautiful waterfall. These are ways he sees God. In a double rainbow, in the or just before going to sleep. In the OR, sorry, just before going to sleep. The wedding of a daughter, the engagement of a son reminded me of prayers prayed years ago for a good partner for each one. Thank you, God. Answered prayer to expand relationships and be able to share my faith. Bringing me back here. Well, we're glad you're here. I can see God restoring my marriage and giving me true peace in life, even through hard times. You are a great God. Thank you for leading me to this safe space. You showed up for me in every way, too many to count. Thank you, God, for being my peace, my rock, sorry, in the earthquakes of my life. Concerns over my MS progressing. Wonder if my heel spurs will stop aching when I stand or walk. Seeing my granddaughter for the first time since birth 10 years later, I was previously refused to be and act as a grandparent. The love and prayers of Lakesiders. God guided me in steps to take to fix things that were broken in my life. God showed up in the doctors and healthcare workers who took care of me. He shows up in the love and care of my husband. He shows up in the progress and growth of my son. Sorry, I'm trying to read this. After months overcoming my addiction, sharing my story at CR, my CR family. Grateful for God showing up there. Relationship with my mom this summer, full-time in a great team, fulfillment of practitioner 20 years later, kindness of my spouse, relationship within leadership growth. All the ways God shows up. Peaceful acceptance of our move, surprise over a call. Renewed relationships. Love, joy, peace, happiness, good health, unity, prosperity in my family, all the days of our life. Thank you, Lord. I wish and pray all the pain, tragedy happens, anxiety and evil spirit be gone in Jesus' name. Peace, joy, and love. Kept my kids safe, not sick. Kept us healthy. Time with my boys. Sorry, I read that one already. 2024 has been incredibly difficult for my family. The people in these seats have been our support, the hands and feet of Jesus when we need it most. Thanks, friends. We're all in this together, right? I hope you're being encouraged by this. Alas, I miss my boys. I didn't sign up for the pain of parenting, of part-time parenting. Sorry, part-time parenting. Protection during and after surgery. Where did God show up? Through marriage counseling, colleagues at school, expecting a baby, selling, buying a new home, supporting loving parents. Keep praying. This is the challenge to all of us. Keep praying, keep seeking, keep celebrating all those moments. God continues to show up. 2024 has been the hardest year of my life. My wife passed after years of cancer pain. I'm so very lonely. I'm not sure who wrote that, but I'd love to chat with you after. There are people here who would love to walk with you through that. God showed up in therapy, in grief, in this church. Whereas God showed up giving us a few good months to camp before illness. How Dad was able to die at home, being able to go away at Christmas. God moments. I found a church I'm comfortable in with people who welcomed me with open arms and helped heal me. Provision of housing and uncertainty, healing work that has happened, helped. In a long-awaited apology that came yesterday, this one's hot off the press. In the midst of so much anger and pain came this beautiful and vulnerable gift. Almost finished here. Job for our daughter. Thankful with all the blessings and answered prayers and protection. A friend who stepped up with a safe place to stay to see a daughter through her addiction. Healing for my dad, helping my son graduate and find a job. God showed up through my husband's understanding, compassion, and love day after day when I don't deserve it. That was mine. No, I'm kidding. Friends, thank you so much, not just for taking the time to reflect, but being vulnerable enough to share that with all of us. I hope you were encouraged. God shows up in the ordinary. God shows up after prolonged prayer and waiting. God shows up in moments when we don't expect it. I'm going to invite you to stand now as we sing together. It's a familiar song. It's packed with assurance, which I think we need, and God's pleasure in us. And so as we sing it, I invite you just to claim it, to claim this as truth over you. Feel free to have a seat. We just have one short reflection left. Oh, thank you. I'm still moved by those. Thank you for sharing them. Jeremiah was another messenger of God, a prophet. Now we pause to look ahead. We look ahead, we stand at the crossroads, we reflect on God's instructions that were given to Jeremiah. God said this, "Stand at the crossroads and look and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way lies, and walk in it and find rest for your souls." Crossroads, looking forward, choosing the path. I feel like a new year is a crossroads. It's a whole blank slate open before us. Will we choose a path toward healing and restoration and wholeness and justice and forgiveness or not? We are on the cusp of a new year, a new beginning. God has new insights for us, new endeavors and encounters, new surprises. And as we look ahead and we embrace wonder, the hope, the joy, the possibilities, the new beginnings that await us in the year ahead, let's do that with intention and with care this morning. And on your last piece of paper, as you think ahead, are there things that you need to release? Things from this past year that, you know, you just need to leave there. They won't serve us well as we go into 2025. Choose what you will carry forward walking into 2025 with open hearts and open hands. What will we take with us from 2024? What wisdom gleaned? What experiences? What celebrations? What answered prayers will carry us into 2025? So just take a few moments. The slide on the screen will just be your prompts, and we'll just gather in a minute or two.
For the lonely, for the ashamed, the misunderstood and the ones to blame. But if we could start over, we could start over, we could start over. For the lonely, for the ashamed, the misunderstood and the ones to blame. But if we could start over, we could start over, we could start over.
There's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows the real you. There's a kind of love that God only knows. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows the real you. There's a kind of love that God only knows. There's a kind of love that there's a kind of love.
knows where to find you. God only knows how to break through. God only knows the real you. And there's a kind of love that God only knows.
If God gave you a word, a thought, an image, I encourage you to share that with someone or to write it in your journal. And this time, next year, in 2025, you'll be able to look back at that word. You'll be able to maybe live into that word or that image or that thought. And it's powerful to be able to do that. I'm excited and I'm hopeful for what God is doing among us and in us. What new challenges and what new opportunities are going to be before us in 2025. What life change we'll see in ourselves, but also in us as a church in a new season and a new year. The bonds that are going to deepen among us, some of the testimonies that I read, it's lakesiders who have drawn along lakesiders, pulled each other up, walked with each other, cried with each other, laughed with each other. That's who we strive to be here, a safe oasis, place of belonging, where we can just be together in a place of safety and encouragement. As we commit to following Jesus, being a people of the Beatitudes, a people working towards restoration, friends, who knows what God has in store for us for 2025, but I'm excited. I'm excited to be doing it with you. So I just want to ask you to stand as we close. We are going to close this service with a resounding invitation and a promise. And so as Jen and Rachel lead us in this song, I just want those words to just sink in. I want you to claim them. I want you to sing them at the top of your lungs. This is a song of declaration and invitation.
Waiting. chains will fall.
Chains will fall. Prison shake at the sound of Jesus' name. Lives made whole. Hearts awake at the sound of Jesus' name.
Sing it again.
Chains will fall. Prison shake at the sound of Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us. You're welcome to have a seat. Sorry, lost my spot here. We have one last thing to do. They're out of order. We have, as many of you know, a thank you this morning. If you've been tracking with us for any number of weeks or months, you'll know that a couple months ago, Rachel announced that she'd be stepping down as our director of worship. I want to invite Adelaide to join us on the platform. Adelaide's her daughter. For many of you know, Cam's her husband. Anakin's her son. It's a team, friends. Like, this is the Von Trapp family, okay? But I want you to know some insider knowledge. Rachel has worked tirelessly over the last couple of months to prepare us, to get us ready for this next phase. And she has, anybody done any kind of scheduling at all, especially with scheduling software, you'll know that it can be an administrative nightmare. She has scheduled out our teams until June. June. Yes. We're good. We're good. I think it reflects the level of trust she has in me. But, and rightly so. She's cleaned out all the tech rooms, all the corners in the building that were full of all kinds of old and debunked and disposed of and obsolete technology. She's cleared all that out, cleaned it up, gotten rid of it. She's trained us in all things, you know, like gotten us all ready. She's gone above and beyond to prepare us for what's next in this next season. And Rachel, as a church, we're going to miss your leadership in worship. We're going to miss, as worship teams, your kindness, your encouragement, just the way you are always there developing and encouraging and bringing on new people. And you know what? It doesn't matter if you make a mistake. Rachel's always there to go, it's okay. It's okay. We're here to worship. As staff, we're going to miss her generous spirit, her sense of humor, quirky though it might be, it's a sense of humor, her experienced insights. I will miss her dearly around the staff room table. And of course, we'll miss her vans, a different pair each week. And so we want to say thank you, Rachel. We have some flowers and a card here for you. And you know what? We want to acknowledge the sacrifice her whole family has made, because it's not just been Rachel. They have, when she started, as you remember, it was very, very manageable, both her full-time job and this job here, and then it's just gotten heavier and heavier with her full-time workload, and her family has paid a price. And so we celebrate, because here at Lakeside, we want you to know Your family comes first, okay? Your family comes first, so we just want to celebrate that. We want to thank all of you. We could bless you with words, but music is your love language. So I just want to invite any vocalists from our worship teams that might be here this morning to join us on the platform. We would like to sing and invite you to join us as we sing a blessing over Rachel and Cam and Anakin and Adelaide. This is our heart, friends. We appreciate all that you've done and the sacrifices that you've made. She is here at like 7 o'clock on every single Sunday morning and one of the last ones to leave. And so, as a gesture of our thanks, we just want to bless you. So friends, would you join us as we sing a blessing over Rachel and her family?
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Children and the children, may his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, he is with you in the morning, in the evening, and you're coming and you're going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. He is for you, 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 yeah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
While the hugs are going on, I just want to remind you our prayer teams will be at the front. If there's something that you want prayer for, that you want to process, even from this morning, I invite you. They just love to pray with you. They'll pray a blessing over you and encourage you in that way. I'd love to just close out this sermon service with a blessing as we head into the new year. I will see you next year. So if we could just close out, I'd love to just pray over you a blessing. Here we stand, God, on the cusp of yet another year, another trip around the sun. We survived 2024, and we're here to prove it. Though, like the Velveteen Rabbit, we may be a little bit more worn for the wear, yet not worse for the wear. We choose to wear our weariness with hope and our wornness with gratitude. Gratitude that we made it, that you didn't leave us alone, even if it felt like it at times. Gratitude for the lessons learned, even the hard way, the wisdom gleaned, and maybe even the tears shed. Salty on the tongue, a balm to the soul. Carry us over the threshold of this new year, into wide open spaces where we encounter moments of wonder and awe and discover the presence of God with us over and over and over again. Thank you. Please, thank you. Amen. Well, friends, Happy New Year. Don't forget the groups that are starting up, Divorce Care starting up, and a brand new series next week. I'm excited to be digging into this ancient prayer, and we are going to dust it off and discover all kinds of new and exciting things. So we'll see you next Sunday.